Welcome.
Soarin' to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
I would enjoy this interview a lot more if I had gotten a cup of coffee!
Please stand clear of the doors.
Looks like you've lost power.
It's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Magic Meets Adventure.
I'm Tim, and I bring the magic.
And I'm Aaron, I bring the adventure. And today we are doing a new concept for you, something we've never tried before, but I'm actually really excited about this. I think
this
is going to
be really
a lot of fun.
Funny.
Yeah, if this ends up working out, this is going to be basically an entire series of recordings that we do around this topic. But we thought it would be a good idea to head over to Yelp and read some reviews about the park. I think some of them are going to be good, some of them are going to be bad, and that's really the way that opinions work. You know,
opinionless are like armpits. Everyone has them.
And they stink.
Some stink.
Most of them stink. The reason why we want to do this is, you know, this podcast has hopefully been helpful for you if you're considering planning trips and all that sort of stuff, and it feels like, I'm willing to bet if you are planning a trip, we're probably not the only Disney-related podcast that you're listening to. We're probably not the only form of media that you're checking out. And there are a lot of opinions circulating out there. We've talked on the show before about how we've had people share their opinions with us. We've shared our opinions with other people, and maybe we just differ for whatever reason. There have been times where Tim has opinions that differ from my own. And so what we want to do is we want to kind of take you on a journey through some of the parks to see some of the opinions that people have on the parks. Some of them are going to be good. Some of them are going to be maybe not so good. And then we're just going to kind of analyze them a little bit and see whether or not these opinions are valid. Does that sound okay to you, Tim?
Works for me.
All right. So I think to get this whole thing started off, we're going to keep it real simple. And we're just going to start off with the Magic Kingdom today. We are going to look at reviews about Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. We're going to go kind of general, and we're going to go all over the place. We're going to have some good ones, some bad ones, everything kind of mixed around in there, and you let us know if you agree with these or not. Some people absolutely love these. Some people absolutely seem to trash them, and there's a lot of stuff kind of in between. So let's go ahead and start. These are just general reviews about the Magic Kingdom to go off with. Tim, I'm going to go ahead and read the first one, if you're cool with that. This is a little bit longer. But I want you to just let us know whether or not you think this is the most recent one. This was at the time of recording, was posted 10 hours ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's a relatively recent review. And I just want to hear whether or not you agree with it or not. Okay.
What star is it?
This is a 5-star review.
10
hours ago. So somebody just had a really good trip to Walt Disney World.
Apparently.
They said, how I went into the trip. Nervous to travel with 2 under 3 and second guessing if I was making a terrible mistake.
Oh, and they got a 5-star.
I could have told you that you probably were. How I left the trip, dying to book our next trip back to Disney.
Wow.
Feels cliche and cheesy to say, but this is a magical place. My 1 and 3-year-old had a ball. God bless you. rides, ice cream, bubbles, characters, and perfect weather. What more could a kid really want? The park was smaller and easier to navigate than we'd expected. Okay. We got to see and do a ton in one day. And then they listed a couple of pro tips. They said, pro tip, splurge for preferred parking if you were coming with littles. It's nice to be close. They said, buy that bubble wand before at home. Yes, we got suckered into buying the $35 bubble wand. So they just mean if you're going to buy one, get the cheaper one.
That's fair.
Genie Plus, of course, they're saying to do it. It was $25 well spent. They said, we were surprised at the lack of lunch options that weren't sit-down, but offered a little something more than just hot dogs and pretzels. You might want to map this out. Think about it in advance. We scrambled a bit at lunchtime. And then the last pro tip they have is don't hand a new toy to a 1-year-old who will throw it and lose it. Rip to our new Elsa doll. We had a nice run.
Oh, no.
They close out by saying, the best time and best memories. Cannot wait to return when my girls are a little bit older and watch their reactions all over again.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very wholesome.
That is very wholesome. That's pretty sweet.
I'd agree with the lunch options, though. I mean, you got a lot of quick services, but...
But that's the way that I prefer to do it. Like,
me too.
I don't... Usually, especially in Magic Kingdom, I don't eat a full meal. I just kind of snack around all day long. But I could see how... Yeah, I don't know. I could see how when you have 2 littles, maybe it might be easier just to, hey, let's sit down, eat our meal, and that way we don't have to... There's probably a bunch of other things sidetracking you, but...
During lunchtime's not too terrible, too. I've done that a few times with family. Like, we'll do a reservation at, like, Liberty Tree or something, and, yeah, it'll go over pretty well, I think.
So, overall, we agree with this review.
It's wholesome.
This seems like a level-headed person who goes in with I'm not going to say low expectations, but tempered expectations.
Yeah.
They went in expecting to be stressed out, so I think they were prepared for the craziness that can be Disney.
Especially with
little kids.
1 and 3 year old? Absolutely.
But because of those expectations, I think they had a good time. Now, as we're going to see, as we continue to read through these, not everybody has the best expectations going
in.
You have one ready to go?
I do.
Go for it.
This one doesn't have a star because this was posted on a website.
Oh, okay.
But this is this is too good to pass up.
All
so
right.
I'm going in the opposite direction.
Okay.
Something about Disney brings out the cynic in me.
It's a great start.
This is a great way to start. Oh, my goodness. I was tempted to graffiti the walls in saccharine hues. I don't, no clue. He uses a lot of,
I saw this one earlier. I actually did come across this one. I forgot what the word was, but yeah, that one made me pause too. Okay, keep going.
Decoupage? I have no clue. Like decoupage? Words that are hard.
They found a thesaurus to write this.
Anyways, they essentially want to graffiti on the walls like Mickey Mouse with Splenda packets and force Snow White to have a makeover ad nauseum. Not to mention that the quote-unquote real Little Mermaid doesn't get the prince and ends up a perpetual limbo. To me, this place is akin to torture.
You can typically figure out the quality of the review based on the grammar that you find spin on
this.
As well.
This one's a kicker. I'd rather get a root canal. Magic Kingdom, my golden butt. But they don't use butt.
They decide to
use some lovely language here.
These are the people that I wonder if they actually went to the park or if they just thought it'd be funny to go on and spam. I don't know.
My thing is like, maybe it's just me because I enjoy these parks, but it's like, Magic Kingdom? Nah, I'd rather get a root canal.
Yeah.
Gosh dang it. Give me a root canal.
All right. Here we go.
I respect the opinion, but I find it funny.
Oh, gosh. Okay, that one's really long, too. But I think I'm going to go for it. Okay.
Do it.
Here's a one-star review that we got from Samantha. I think this one's actually going to be pretty substantial. So there's going to be a lot here, and we're going to have to figure out whether or not we agree with what she's saying overall. This one's from 11 months ago, and it is a one-star review. She says, "We paid too much to come here last night and not see any Disney characters at all. I'm talking no Mickey, no Donald, like no one. I've never been in a place and have been told no so much. At the on-campus Starbucks, got a $50 cup, asked, can you rinse it out so I can fill it with ice? They said, no, we can't have anything from you behind the counter. Then they gave me 5 tiny cups of ice water. Well, I can't drink out of my newly bought cup. Please give me 1 big cup. I can't walk around carrying 5 cups. The answer, no. The staff are rude, lazy, and selfish. They careless about you. Again, I don't know if people who do a one-star review are just like typing in a fit of rage.
Probably.
And don't actually take time to like double-check their grammar. They careless about you. We was threatened by staff as we entered the park. I have a hard time believing that.
What?
Your tickets read 5 to 11, so be back here and ready to go back to your cars by 10:30 or we will leave you.
Huh?
Who told them this? I don't know where. We went to a so-called famous hot dog shop. I'm assuming this is Casey's Corner.
Yep.
The hot dog was disgusting.
Disgusting?
Not disgusting. It was disgusting. They were having a conversation with their hot dog. And the chili, spelled C-H-I-L-I-E, cold, the cheese cold. Hold on. This is one full sentence. I'm going to read it for you. The hot dog was disgusting, the chili, cold, the cheese cold. That is one sentence. Again, typing in a fit of rage, I'm assuming. With no other place to sit, we sat by the bathroom door, and we ate what we could eat of it. Okay, the food, not the bathroom door. The staff send you on purpose on a journey. Just ask for anything, the restroom, or how to get to Mickey. They will gladly point you in the incorrect direction for giggles and fun.
What?
I don't know. What's next? So the fireworks.
Is there not a break in between?
No, that's just, what's next? So the fireworks. That is a complete sentence. These employees are controlling. They will move you. There's not a comma. I put that there for posterity. These employees are controlling. They will move you a million times. Don't sit here. Don't stand there. Yet, once you move to accommodate them, that's the end of the sentence. You guessed it. Others are standing or sitting in the forbidden spot that they ushered you away from. Everyone has a fake smile, fake voice, and a reason to say no. I've never in my life been to any park for children and had so many rules in my life. We don't take cash. It's like, excuse me, then should you pull out your MasterCard? Oh, we only take Visa. They are not kind or friendly. Long story short, made it to see the mouse, that's in quotes, the whole reason for my birthday trip. Oh, Mickey went home. He was here all day. Wait a minute. I flew from St. Louis, Missouri to see the mouse himself, and you telling me that he's gone home. I was told in a bragging tone all the charters are gone home. Anger is not the word for what I felt. You mean at 7 p.m. every character is gone. Then why sell me tickets for 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.? Disney got me, which I have no idea what they're talking about. Okay, time out. I have one mission, get my money back. Oh, I want a full refund. The walk back to civilization is a hard one. You have to hike about 3 or 4 miles, take a boat, then train. All while employees yell at you like they forgot most of you are not children. And even if everyone was children, we don't deserve to be spoken to in a ignorant, disrespectful tone. These employees are not safe to be around children. The emotional abuse should not be tolerated, nor should verbal abuse. Everyone was just being quiet, not taking up for themselves. Now, I know we at Cinderella Castle, but don't keep thinking you about to keep talking to me disrespectfully. I love that. It's like, I'm in Cinderella's castle, and I'm about to get ignorant. We were all disappointed with Disney last night. I'll never go back. Never. I proudly wore a Cardinal shirt that matched my husband's. They're from Arizona. It's probably totally right. Oh, St. Louis Cardinals. Never mind. The captain of the boat had to goal to heckle me? G-O-L? Had the gall. Okay. The captain of the boat had the gall to heckle me. Apparently, she did not appreciate me wearing my St. Louis shirt. He was lucky children was around. I started to make him cry. But children should be protected from adults arguing, so I simply said nothing. Happily ever after my, okay, thanks for reading. It's a negative billion for me, trillion. They deserve 0 stars.
There's a lot to unpack.
Three people marked that as a helpful review.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
So I'm trying to...
There's plenty that stands out there for sure.
I mean, yes, the characters go in at 7. That's because of fireworks. Because they want everybody to watch it or ride a ride.
Yeah.
Cast member, I'm trying to figure out what she means by cast members yelling.
I'm trying to figure out what she means by my ticket said 5 to 11.
I've never seen it either.
In my life.
They've not done afternoon tickets in a very long time.
Again, this review is 11 months old.
They've not done it in years.
Yeah. I don't.
Epcot's the only one, but that was even an annual pass. That was okay. But that was before COVID.
Got you.
So,
yeah,
that's interesting.
I don't really know.
But then, like, okay, like, real talk, I can understand if you're not used to, like, a megaphone, it could see, like, they're yelling at you. Trust me, they're not. They're just making it very clear.
Do they use megaphones?
They have, like, best way to describe it is it's, like, it's a pocket. They have, like,
an attached
microphone, and then there's attached.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you're not used to louder voices, that makes sense.
I mean, maybe, but also, still, I mean,
they're not yelling at you.
Cut them a break. They're trying to move like thousands of people at one time.
And they're trying to be clear so everyone around them can hear it. And yeah, you're going to move from time to time depending where you're at. If you're in a walkway, guess what? You're going to be asked to move.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me before.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. It is what it is.
I do think, and again, this kind of goes back to our opening point. I do think this is a result of like over idealized ideas or visions of what your trip is going to be. We're going to see here as we look at a couple of other reviews that a lot of people just complain about wait times, the crowds, the cost of the food.
Lot.
Like it's, I don't know, man. In my brain, I'm like, this is an amusement park. This is what you have to imagine. You're going to have to deal with. Do you have anything else on just Magic Kingdom overall? If not, we're going to go ahead and move on to some attractions.
Not that I can think of.
Okay, let's go ahead and let's start looking at some of the attractions that are here, because it's interesting to me to see some of the takes that people put on these rides. I mean, some of them, again, the reason why we're doing this is to see, are they actually genuine or not? Are they helpful? Do they have any merit? This one that we're going to look at, let's look at the most recent review. Never mind. There's a lot of language in that one. Let's look at a review from a year ago about Space Mountain, okay? This person said, 1 star, I will never ride this again. I've never had neck or back issues, but this ride is rough. R-U-F-F. Rough. I was the last person in the car. I'm not sure how much that made any difference. There were 2 drops that were so hard I had a neck and back strain. It was bad enough that I wouldn't have been able to ride any other aggressive coasters. My back felt better after a few hours, but my neck didn't feel any better until the following morning. Be aware before riding. Tim, what are your thoughts on that?
That's fair. It is a bit of a rougher ride.
It is a little bit of a tough ride. Which also, I'm jumping around here a little bit, but did you hear, this is completely unrelated, speaking of rough rides, I saw an article yesterday that there are rumors that Rip Ride Rocket is planning on shutting down for good.
Next, I did hear that.
Yeah. Fall of 2025, they said the ride could be decommissioned, and they haven't figured out what they're going to do in place of it. But
yeah,
that one's
I did see.
That one's a rough ride.
I think it was Josh Vaughn on Instagram posted a video about it. I like his idea about the Fast and Furious coaster going in there.
Oh, that could be cool. Because
then they can get rid of, you know.
Yeah. Here's another one. This one's 2 stars. This is from 20 days ago. This person says, we were on a mission to complete the mountain challenge, so we had to do Space Mountain, which if you're doing this 20 days ago, there's only 2 mountains open right now. So
yeah,
that's a pretty achievable mission.
Mission failed.
Mission failed. We were on a mission to complete the mountain challenge, so we had to do Space Mountain. I am 6'4", and this ride is not meant for people that tall. I literally have to sit with my feet together and my legs spread apart like a butterfly. This is not the ideal position to be jarred around in the dark. I am sure that this was a great coaster in its early years, but it could surely use an upgrade. I mean, this ride is not built for bigger people.
No.
It's not. Even for me, I mean, I'm 5'9", and I struggle getting in it. Getting out of this ride is, like, the most embarrassing thing. If you ever,
it's
people
so
are
awkward.
Always afraid of, like, man, I hope my, like, search history never leaks. I hope nobody ever finds security footage of me trying to get off of Space Mountain, because it's very complicated.
Yep. This one is from, I don't know, it doesn't have a star rating, but it has, like, person gave a little fun facts about it, so figures a good time to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to read this in a did-you-know sort of way. Did you know that it only goes 35 miles an hour and has a max drop of 26 feet? Yes, yes, I did. It is a very small coaster. I do feel I'm going to get decapitated, but I saw how they test the ride to ensure you can't. Oh, by the way, it's a 4-star review.
Oh,
for
gotcha.
Lack of decapitation, I guess. Who knows what that one,
yeah,
you know,
definitely
Space
feel
Mountain.
Like your head is going to get cut off every time that you take this ride. Okay, here we go. This one's over 2 years ago. This is a 3-star review from Yelp. This person, Andrew B., says, when I was a kid, I was too scared to go on the Space Mountain roller coaster ride because my parents made it sound super scary. I thought my parents were overprotective, so when I took my kids to Disney World, I said to myself, I bet that Space Mountain ride is not so scary. And on the first day, we went straight there, and guess what? ... And there's a long paragraph break. Space Mountain feels like free falling into a lightless void where not even God can find you. And then he attached a picture of his son that's just fantastic. That's super good. Yeah, it seems like they had a... That's amazing.
You going through like the quote-unquote hyperspace. It's like, oh gosh, oh no.
Yeah, no, I love that. It's a flightless void where even God can't find you. That's absolutely hilarious.
Jesus, you there?
Oh, man.
Help. Oh, that's amazing. I love that so much.
That's pretty hilarious.
Let's jump over to another classic attraction. I have a 3-star review for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Sweet.
Yo-ho, hold up.
That's great.
That's a long line for a slow moving boat cruise through scenes of animatronics playing Where's Jack Sparrow?
That's incredible.
Instead of Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
Not a terrible escape if it's hot outside or rainy.
Mm.
And that's it.
I don't think I agree with either of those statements.
No.
It's a great escape if it's rainy or hot outside.
Greatest attraction of all time, and you can't tell me otherwise.
This might be the most honest 3-star review I've ever seen in my life. 4 months ago, Brian F. says, Pirates of the Caribbean is located in the Adventureland section of Magic Kingdom.
It's in Liberty Square.
He's just stating facts. It had a very short drop and some water splash. It was mostly a slow boat ride in the darkness, and it was just okay.
Strong disagree, but whatever.
I mean, it's a very, like, yeah, here you go. This is what happened to me while I was on this ride. Pretty straightforward.
Yep.
Let me go ahead and jump down to some of the lower stars, some of the one-star reviews.
Are these going to make me mad?
Probably.
Fantastic.
This one is a one-star review. This is relatively old. It's over 8 years ago. But Joel B. says, now, I don't use Yelp to be one of those complainers to vent. I want to go and look at Joel's profile and see which other posts he has, because I feel like, it actually blows my mind that there are so many five-star reviews on Yelp, because I feel like most people just use it as a place to vent and complain. He says, I don't like being one of those people, in quotes. Today, I'll be walking a fine line between critique and outright venter. I think he meant critic. I'm not happy with this ride today, and it's mostly because of negligence due to its cast members. I was ecstatic that the ride was open again because of refurbishments. Unfortunately, it's really busy, which seemed to freak out today's cast members, which made the ride uncomfortable and, more importantly, unsafe. We had fast passes, so we got on pretty fast, and the refurbishments looked great. Unfortunately, my girlfriend and I were stuffed into the front row with two other people uncomfortably. Not, OMG, there are strangers, I feel uncomfortable. I mean, like, sitting on each other uncomfortable, which weighed down the front of the whole boat. And we didn't just get wet, we got drenched. I had water come out of my back pocket. That's how wet I got. I don't know how water works that way. I mean, I would love, I guess it depends on what type of pockets he has, but
that's very true.
I know the park was busy today for God knows what reason. Doesn't mean you have to stuff people into this ride and risk safety. I tried waiting before writing this review, and I'm trying to be as nice as possible, but my butt is still wet.
You don't need to expose yourself like that.
I'm sorry.
Come
I don't
on, man.
I don't read these before I start going, so that caught me off guard. My butt is still wet, and it ruined my experience of the ride. Not happy. Again, that was a one-star review.
I hate to break it to you. I did take a peer over, and he is very critical. He has 21 one-star reviews.
Okay, so
out of 47.
Okay, so he predominantly goes over to make some negative reviews. Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, you went against your word there, Joel.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hate to break it to you.
Here's another one. This was a one-star review from Bonnie. Bonnie says, this ride was dark. The references to women, like that kind of dark. I thought she meant like it's a dark ride. No, she means like this ride is dark. The references to women being sold in slavery were offensive to someone who has worked with an organization that deals with human trafficking. Maybe I'm being a bit of a stuffed shirt, but I did not like that at all. I don't know what that expression means. But I get it. But that's also the reason why Disney changed it. So
that is true.
Yeah.
Even though it is historically accurate.
I mean, yeah, we probably should have even a bigger issue with,
you know, like a children's
ride. You know, like a children's ride. If you don't get that reference, go ahead and listen to our last episode that we just did, where you can hear us talk a little bit more about that. Let's go ahead and hop our way over a little bit. We're going to move on to Peter Pan's Flight here, unless you have anything else for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nope.
I'm really interested in this one because I know this one has a lot of people split. Let's go ahead and stay on the positive side really quick. I'm going to read a 5-star review. This is from 2 days ago. This is from Karen V. She says, when you see the line, you're probably asking yourself one big question. Why is this ride so popular? Well, it actually isn't. It just operated less efficiently than the other rides. This is a great start to a 5-star review. It's slower, and the seating capacity per pirate galleon? Maybe? That's the way it's spelled. It's very limited. They can't speed it up because it would make the ride way too shorter than it already is. But hey, it has been updated since the last time I was there. Waiting in line doesn't seem as bad now that there's an indoor queue. It's cool to see the Darling's home as you're walking through the hallways looking at family portraits. I will admit, this is one of my favorite queues, and I'm glad they beefed it up considering how long you usually spend your time in there.
Great.
The wait for us was 35 minutes. All right, Karen, you don't have a... You can't.
Her
name is actually Karen.
I'm sorry. 35 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. She's like, oh, you know, the wait, it's not that bad. Okay, wait.
Wait an hour 15 and
then let us know. The wait for us was 35 minutes since we took advantage of early entry to the park. The ride opens at 8:30 a.m. Just about everyone that was waiting for the rope drop on the bridge near Cinderella Castle seemed to be headed that way. It was a 45 to 60 minute wait after we finished the ride. Getting a little bit closer.
Normal.
If you feel that this is too long, then I recommend getting a Genie Plus Lightning Lane. Many people actually do that. It's worth it. The ride is nostalgic and fun. You're flying over the Big Ben, and you're in Neverland before you know it. The ride never gets old in my eyes. I feel the same way I did when I was a kid riding it for the first time. I'll never pass this one up. That's
wholesome.
That's wholesome, and I feel like it's pretty accurate. You know, she seems like a lady who was like, hey, I had a good time, And I just wanted to let people know about it on the internet. So that's cool. This one might be a little bit more honest, potentially. This is a 2-star review from Brian F. left 4 months ago. It says, we saw a long line for this ride, so we thought it was going to be something really fun. We eventually came back to try it out and found that it was a slow ride similar to the Little Mermaid ride not too far away. There wasn't much excitement or any action at all. This could be fun if you're a Peter Pan fan, but I don't think it's worth it if you're waiting a long time. We talked about this on a recent episode where we said this ride, not really sure it's entirely worth the wait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 3-star review.
Okay.
That says, in standby, you'll enjoy being inside the darling's room, and Tinkerbell comes to visit, opening drawers and activating toys. You also will play Shadow Bells. So, like, you know, that one screen, all that. She then gives a little warning. Uh-oh. Be mentally prepared, since everyone else will hit them too.
Oh, well, yeah, because once somebody figures out what's going on, of course they're going to start swinging away at it as well.
Yep.
See, this is the those are the ones that get me. They're like, hey, did you know there are other people at this park? It's like, yes. And that's what they... I just don't understand that line of thinking. Of
life is a lie.
We're going to go in and we're going to have a good time and nobody else is going to be around.
Everyone else is NPCs except for you. Yeah, I'm kidding.
It's ridiculous. This is one that I was really excited for and one that I really wanted to dive in the reviews for. This is for the Jungle Cruise. Now, the reason why I said I was really excited to get to this one is because I've never done the Jungle Cruise. We've talked about that on the show before. And it's interesting to me. It seems like people are relatively split on this attraction. Let me show you what I mean. I'm not going to read this in entirety because it's long. But this one is from Annie N. This is 10 months ago. It's a 5-star review for Jungle Cruise. It says, Jungle Cruise, the best cruise there is. This is located in Magic Kingdom over in Adventureland and is your ride for a casual, lazy, laugh-filled, pontastic attraction. This is one of my favorite rides, and I make it a point to ride it every time we're at Magic Kingdom. So, you know, that makes sense. That seems like somebody who maybe has fond memories of the attraction. And, yeah, just wanted to share. It is a much, much longer review than that, but we don't have time to get into it. On the other hand, you have guys like Andrew B., who a year posted, total garbage ride. This line is hours and hours long. Why? Because of a movie starring The Rock, which has nothing to do with the ride? The ride predates the movie by like half a century, and it shows. Poorly made robot jungle animals and an obnoxious staff member talking the whole time.
But that's the... Oh.
That's hilarious to me that they're like, who's this idiot standing at the front of the boat that won't shut up? I'm trying to look at the... And like, no, that's actually a part
Let
of the whole...
Let me look at the animals. Oh, wait, they're not animals. Oh, well,
that's actually a... Okay, we do need to have a conversation about this, Tim. Part of the reason why I've never done Jungle Cruise is because it just doesn't make sense to me.
What doesn't make sense?
I don't see the appeal in getting in a boat, moving slow, to look at animatronic animals. I mean, when I can go and do Kilimanjaro safaris in Animal Kingdom, or I don't know. I need you to sell me on the ride. I don't.
It's just a fun time.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's
a lot of cool animatronics in there and a lot of solid dad puns.
Is a ride through going to be enough? Like if I watch a POV on YouTube?
I mean, it'll give you a little taste, but it's nothing like actually, you know, sitting in the boat.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen the POV multiple
39
times.
39 of
I'm
your
like,
closest
that's
friends.
That's enough for me. I don't know. Maybe I would agree with someone named MS. That's all that it says on here. It says, honestly, this is a 1-star review over 6 years ago. Honestly, this ride was pretty stupid and pointless. I guess young kids might enjoy it, but all it is a tour guide shouting lame, tacky jokes nonstop over the loudspeaker while we boat around and look at some plastic animals. I expect a lot more from Disney. Don't recommend this one. I got to be honest, I have a hard time disagreeing with them. I mean, again, I haven't done this attraction before, but that's all it seems
plastic
like in
animals,
my mind.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's crazy.
But that's what it is, Tim.
That's, I know.
That seems like a valiant and honest 1-star review. This one actually has the most 4-star reviews, so I'll go ahead and read off the top one here. It says, one of my husband's favorite rides, the Jungle Cruise experience really is dependent on your guide. The jokes are hit or miss, usually corny or dad jokes, but still a fun experience overall. Warning, it can get very hot, and if it rains, you can get wet depending on where you're sitting on the boat.
Never done it raining.
She still gave it 4 stars, which is pretty nice.
That is cool.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So let us creep on over to the Haunted Mansion since we're kind of in the vicinity.
Yeah.
This is a 3-star review. This is from a month ago. Let's see how this compares to Disneyland in Anaheim. The ride is much shorter. Wrong. The walk through the mansion is on a much smaller scale. Correct. Nicely done, but I prefer the one at Disneyland.
Yeah, that one seems kind of matter of opinion to me. I'm saying that it's shorter, that's I don't know if I agree with that. Yeah,
there's extra scenes.
I was about to say, I feel like it's actually longer than the other ones.
There are extra scenes in this one compared to... Anyways,
yeah.
What do I know? I have another 3-star review that says, this was a nice ride through spiderwebs, ghosts, ghouls, and goblins. A few scary thrills on the way.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, hey, it's a review, you know? It's honest. It tells you what it is, but nothing spectacular there. I mean, that's pretty honest. I mean, hopefully, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that we have glaring reviews for this one. We're big fans of this attraction. This is Tim's number 2 on his all-time list, right behind Pirates of the Caribbean. Pretty good. Here's a positive take on it. They gave themselves a title. Title, Hauntingly Delightful Day and Night. And then here's the rating. It says, the Haunted Mansion at Disney World is an absolute must-visit, whether it's day or night. I had the pleasure of experiencing this iconic attraction during both times, and each visit was a delight in its own unique way. During the day, the Haunted Mansion still manages to captivate with its intricate details and eerie charm. The exterior, with its gothic architecture and whimsical elements, sets the stage for what's to come. The queue area is filled with interactive elements that keep you entertained while you wait. Once inside, the attention to detail is astounding. From the stretching room to the dune buggy ride through the haunted halls, every aspect is meticulously crafted to immerse you in the spooky narrative. Even in broad daylight, the special effects and illusions are impressive and add to the overall experience. Now, let's talk about the nighttime experience. It's a whole new level of enchantment. As darkness falls, the Haunted Mansion takes on a different ambiance. The exterior is beautifully illuminated, casting an eerie glow that beckons you inside. The queue area feels even more mysterious under the moonlight. Riding the Haunted Mansion at night is a magical experience. The lighting effects, sound design, and subtle changes in atmosphere create a spine-tingling adventure. The ghosts seem more animated, the shadows are more pronounced, and the overall atmosphere more hauntingly delightful. Whether you choose to visit during the day or at night, the Haunted Mansion is a timeless classic that never fails to enchant. Kudos to Disney World for maintaining such a beloved attraction that continues to capture the imagination of guests of all ages. Don't miss out on this haunted journey. Edward J. from 15 days ago, you are officially my favorite Yelper. Not just because of your opinion of this attraction, but just your eloquence overall, man. 315 reviews. Oh, he's got some stuff in Nashville, so I'm going to be in Nashville next week. He gives got some pretty honest reviews here. He's got 1 through 5 stars, you know. Man, he's got, Tim. I don't think we should do this yet. We should probably save this one in particular. But he gave Muppet Vision 3D 2 stars, just so you know. You want to take back some of those claps that you gave him?
I take them all back.
Oh, take back all of the claps.
How dare you?
Okay, wow. All
right. Speaking of low star reviews, I have one from Andrew.
Okay.
This is from last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is a long one.
Yeah, go for it.
I woke up at the crack of dawn and paid Genie Plus so my entire family could sprint to the Haunted Mansion and skip the line. Side note, can't sprint. But when we got to the Haunted Mansion, it was broken.
Oh, womp womp.
Womp womp. I kind of lost it at that point. I'm not proud of it. It was day 6 of being continuously exploited and abused by the mouse.
Oh gosh.
I shouldn't laugh, but I'm sorry. So I was pretty upset. I know the staff members, sorry, cast members, he put that in all caps, posted outside the Haunted Mansion were not to blame for my 6 days of abuse. And I did tell them that, but still, I was upset. I let them know I was upset. It happened. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Anyways. Yeah. Several hours later, we tried again. This time it worked. We were riding the Haunted Mansion amusement park ride until we weren't. We got to the haunted library and the ride stopped working. As I sat in the dark with my 7-year-old son, our eyes adjusted to the darkness and the spooky haunted library just turned into a regular old room. We might as well have been in a bowling alley in a suburb to north of Indianapolis or a movie theater lobby in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. These are oddly specific. That's how magical it was. In other words, not magical at all. Not spooky at all. It was just another room, albeit one we paid thousands of dollars to be trapped in. I don't get it. Why do people pay for this? How powerful is this specific Disney brand of nostalgia? I want to tell people you can feel nostalgic about anything. You don't need to take this kind of abuse. Just go to the beach or the lake somewhere. It's not hard to have fun.
No.
You can do much more with your money than feed it to the mouse. And he puts in a quote, so I'm going to read this a little louder.
Yeah.
Stop giving your money to the mouse.
Oh, man. Man.
That was hilarious.
What an angry young man.
He was very angry.
He's have a good time.
Okay, so like things happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 50-plus-year-old ride.
Yep.
Things will break.
It does. That does happen.
Nothing's perfect.
It is. I mean, I get, again, this goes back to expectations, but I get people's desire. You know, Disney's one of those things you book out months in advance, sometimes years in advance. For some people, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and so you go in expecting everything to be perfect, and when it's not, I mean, you're going to get let down somewhere, right? So really what it is, it's really just a case of being able to temper expectations and be sure to you know, be able to kind of go with the flow here. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this next attraction, but there is one review that I wanted to read in particular. Actually, I like to curve it with something positive. I want to hop on over to the Hall of Presidents because I was really curious to see what people were going to say about this attraction. And for the most part, there's a lot of really good reviews. It's got an overall 4-star rating. There's only 75 reviews total, probably because there's only 75 people who've ever ridden this ride or sat in on this show. But
well, actually 76.
Marianne W. says, the Hall of Presidents is another place I'm sure I reviewed. I guess she does multiple Disney reviews. She says, as I mentioned in other reviews, I always introduce my daughter to many educational experiences during our fun visits to all the attractions. I'm recommending this one for children and adults. I for one, have a lot to learn. So I think she just said, hey, look, this is a nice little educational thing. If you got kids, bring it on. It could be a good experience for them, right? A couple of kind of mixed reviews. This one, so from Bess Z, this one was left over 4 years ago, so it's a little bit dated, but she gave bullet points of her opinion of the show. She said, the show's message was positive and inspiring. The waiting room is a rotunda reminiscent of the interior of the White House and contains many artifacts related to the presidents to look at and read as you wait. Fun fact, I think this is only the second official U.S. seal in the world. I think there's one in the White House, and then Disney actually had like people from the White House recreate one here. So I think it's the only like legally recognized presidential seal in the rotunda of the Hall of Presidents.
That's awesome.
She said, I had mixed feelings about the information given because they obviously left out all the forms of negative history, which prevents us from learning from our past mistakes. The Fair. Information is accurate, but at times vaguely so. For example, they reference the events that happened during the time. During the terms of certain presidents, but oftentimes the situation was more complicated than they were made to appear. I like the animated statues of all the presidents. They also keep it up to date. She said the seats were comfortable and the building was very nicely air conditioned. I imagine this show may be boring to those who are particularly not interested in history. And then she said, for wait times, shows happen every 10 minutes, so technically no line, just a waiting room, a pretty large theater too, so you won't have to worry about finding a seat. So that's I appreciate the well-informed review. She left it 3 stars here. There is one, so I don't know if you found this yet or not, Tim, but if you look up the reviews for not for certain things, but if you just go to like the page, don't go to the review section, just go to the page for an attraction, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and there's going to be a little button that says how many reviews are not recommended. And these are the ones that Yelp has kind of blackballed for whatever reason as like, yeah, these probably aren't helpful. We're just going to go ahead and kind of shadow ban these. This one was left by Michelle B. She says, I was impressed. Every year when there's an update, I like to go. This year, period. I was very impressed, period. Could have done a better job on Trump. That was all she had to say about it. That was her feedback. But it is interesting. Didn't they start work on the Hillary animatronic and then switch it halfway through? And that's the reason why Donald Trump kind of... Yeah. Donald Trump does look like Hillary Clinton in this ride. He does. It's very believable that that's what happened.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised. So there you go. That's the Hall of Presidents. There's a lot more there that we could probably get into, but we're just not going to do that. You got anything for us?
Not for Hall of Presidents, but I want to make our way over to the newest attraction in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Look at Tron. Let's look at a negative review real quick.
Let's do it.
This is left 5 months ago. 1 star. Don't even bother. You will not be able to ride the ride. Unless you know someone on the quote-unquote inside, they force you to do this thing called virtual queue, which we learned fills in 3 seconds. That's about accurate. For those without connections, will never be able to hit the 3-second mark to get the slot no matter what you do.
hate to break it to you, you don't need connections. I did it within 1 second. Not able to get in. That tells you something is fishy. There's not. Anyhow, we spent a ton of money for no reason, and no cast member was able to help whatsoever. The system is designed like a Vegas slot machine. It keeps sucking you in more with more and more money with promised payoff, but all you're doing is throwing your money away to be able to ride kiddie rides, old garbage rides, or BS shows that no one wants to see, but you need to burn time right now? What a disaster this place has become.
Man.
He seems a little angry.
He does seem a little angry. I would love to know how many of these negative reviews are left by dads. I feel like dads are the primary ones.
Definitely seem to be a dad.
Yeah, I feel like dads are the primary ones who they just get over it pretty quick and they don't want to have anything to do with it. Which is unfortunate. But again, I get it. That's why I'm so impressed by Homegirl at the beginning, who had her 5-star review with a 1- and a 3-year-old. Okay, so we're going to take a little bit of a step back here, and I think we're going to get ready to end up on this note because we're hitting around time. But this is just overall Walt Disney World Resort review. Somebody left this one behind, and I only read the opening sentences of it, and so I'm curious to see where this goes. This was left 4 months ago by Yali F., or maybe Yoli F. from Denton, Texas, and she says, "It is ridiculous."
Uh-oh.
Are you ready? I could give you $1,000 if you can guess the next sentence.
I don't even want to try.
"I left my prescription glasses at a restaurant."
That was not what I was expecting.
"Went the next day to retrieve, and supposedly all items never stay at location. They turn everything into list and found." Not lost. It's the angry people, man. They're just typing away and they don't have time to proofread. "Turn everything into list and found at the end of the day."
Yep.
"Well, if this is true, why did I not get my glasses back? Because they were expensive. I've called, filled out reports. I mean, someone took them from point A to point B. I'm really surprised at the lack of care these days." So she left a 1-star review for the entire Walt Disney World Resort because she lost her glasses there. And in the large sea of people who lose things, she was just mad that she didn't get hers back.
You know, it happens. It does. You lose things. You know, I had a time at Disneyland where I lost my magic band and I went up to guest relations and said, "Hey, I lost it." And
yeah,
I'll be honest, somehow I managed to get it back.
Oh, nice.
I didn't think I would, but they managed to find it.
The fact that they get anything back to anybody is always impressive.
I mean, they shipped it home to
me. Wow, that's even more, to be able to take that effort.
Yeah, to take that effort and do it.
Probably because they weren't as expensive as those prescription glasses that Yoli F. had from Denton, Texas.
Yeah, so. It's probably them pirates, they just stole them glasses.
That was only 7 years ago. They don't do that anymore because, they cleaned it all up.
So
that, for the most part, that's Walt Disney World, or Magic Kingdom, rather. A lot of people upset about the most magical place on Earth, man. It's, it's funny. I do think that at the end of the day, this whole thing, it comes down to being able to temper your expectations. Mm-hmm. A lot of the reviews that we saw, I think, what I learned today is the 5-star reviews are people who choose to look on the bright side.
Yep.
The 3-star reviews, at least today, had been a lot of people who were just really honest about their experience. Hey, this thing wasn't my cup of tea, or it is what it is. And the 1-star reviews typically are unfounded. They don't really have any real grounding in anything other than, hey, I just had a bad time. Which, again, it's all subjective. I think it's all about what you walk into it looking for and what you prepare yourself for. But yeah, that is honest. So here's what I want to know from you guys is if you have any experiences that are 5-star experiences or 1-star experiences, be sure to share those with us. We would love to hear those things. Eventually, we'll have to make our way and circle back. There's plenty of attractions we haven't talked about yet. So if there are any Magic Kingdom attractions that you're interested in, that you're like, man, I wonder what the internet has to say about that one, go ahead and let us know it. But other than that, Tim, do you have anything else that you want to add?
Nope.
Yeah, well, there we go. We went ahead and looked at the Magic Kingdom, took a look at a couple of different attractions and stuff like that. Maybe next time I think we'll go ahead and hop over to a Universal Park and see what people have to say over there. Yeah, I'm interested to see how that goes.
Could be good, could be bad.
I can already tell you right now, we're going to save Supercharge for last, man. Fast and Furious, I wonder if Fast and Furious has any 5-star reviews. I don't know.
Stay tuned
and come back in a couple of weeks and we'll be sure to hit on that. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today and listening.
I'm Tim Red, I bring the magic.
And I'm Aaron, I bring the adventure. This is another episode of Magic Needs Adventure, and we will see you next time.
See ya.
And so our journey comes to an end.
Guess that wraps things up. You guys did all right.
Carefully raise your left bar and exit the vehicle.
Oh, and don't forget to retrieve your stolen belongings.
We hope that you've enjoyed your visit with us and that you will come back soon.
See you real soon.
Bye, everybody. We definitely love you.
Be careful getting home.